Okay, it's 1:03, and we are going to return to the active session for the council retreat on budget. Okay, we're going to go back to the regular meeting schedule, and the 1 o'clock is Mo with Bike Ped. Good afternoon, Mo.
Okay, so I have been on two ad hoc committees, and I've been on the Stormwater and Environmental Committee, and then this is the first time that I've been on a committee that actually does a budget. And Arlen has been so patient with me because, you know, what we didn't realize is, okay, you get these capital expenditures, but then you don't spend it, so then you don't have it, and then it's the next year, and we're trying to, like, really figure out all this stuff. But as far as a budget goes for next year, we still would like to do our traffic garden, because that was the first time a traffic garden was done in New Hanover County. I mean, it was a pop-up, but because of that, I think New Hanover County is going to actually do a permanent one, maybe a park farther north in our county, but it's a relatively new concept, and we were the first ones on our block to do it.
Well, it was well received, so I would just keep it in there.
They were impressed. So last year it cost about $1,800, and you know, I'm looking at about like $2,000 for that. Do I have to give you the money things today, or just the ideas?
This is just what you'd like to see in your budget, that's all.
Okay, so
and then you'll give the inputs to him.
Number two, and this is big, because as we did our strategic plan, one of the things that neighbors have said to us, why aren't you doing more education? So we wanted to do more education. And if it was 20 years ago and I said to you guys, you know, you can go in that bar and you can have a drink, but you better not smoke a cigarette, you'd be like, are you kidding me? You always can smoke a cigarette in a bar. But look at the day today. Nobody even smokes like on the street hardly at all, because the mindset has changed. So with education, my goal, because of what I've learned being the Curie Beach rep on WMPO, what I've learned working with the state and Bike Walk NC, is NCDOT with Complete Streets program. I mean, right now we're going through this transition to change the mindset of our community, so we can coexist, so people driving cars, people riding bikes, people walking can coexist, and it's going to be a huge educational shift. And so we're having a meeting with the police chief about a program that the governor's highway safety program will do to, it's more like bicycle-friendly drivers, and, you know, the problem is with that, the people that drive cars complain about the people that are riding bikes because they're not following the rules or this or that or the other thing. So I want to do these programs for our police chief and staff, and also for the public. So that's going to be education. AARP did a great presentation for us about coming here and doing a tactile urbanism event, and that would be with community involvement, and it would be for our crosswalks, because we've talked about some ideas, not the blinking lights, that's a go. We know that we've got the money to do that, and that's going to go ahead. But this is just some more updated ideas, and it's not something that we're saying we're going to do. We're going to get community involvement in it, And that's what AARP helps us with. So everybody can put their input into it. And there is a cost to that, but there's also a grant that AARP has. So we're going to look into that. And then marketing. Marketing, we talked about the maps that help people go through the neighborhood, since we, you know, we don't have a way to get them off of Fort Fisher on a greenway. We do have residential streets, so that's called a bike route. So Carolina Beach has their map. We have done our map, and it's not just one street, but it takes them on several streets. It shows them how to get down to E, where they can get into a bike lane if they need to. But also for those coming north, and they want to get to the Island Greenway. And so we have talked to Carolina Beach about, instead of them printing a map and us printing a map, that we just make one map of the whole island for these visitors. And Carolina Beach can, you know, promote ours and vice versa, and it's a combined unit. So we're looking into that. And the Spot Lane Connector, you know, that we're working on beautifying that. Michelle, who lives next door to it, is going to work with our committee to make sure that when she looks out her window, it's beautiful. And North Carolina Wildlife Federation and the Arboretum. And yesterday, I was up at, you know, WB, and I saw this drinking fountain with a little dish for the dog. And then also another thing that you could put your water bottle on. So you, I'm thinking that would be great at the Spot Lane Connector. So I have no idea how much that's going to cost. But, you know, ideas are just going on. And then Bike Walk NC, now that we have 9 members, that has been one of the most valuable dollars that we have spent because of the connections. That's how I found out about this program, the Governor's Safety Highway Safety Program. And also, it's where I found this book. And my book is over there. I didn't bring it up with here. But it's a book for children. I think it's called Sam Goes to the Beach. And it's a book that children read with their parents. And it's the child telling the parent, I mean, it's all cartoons and things, but in the story is about the child telling the parent, "Mommy, I don't feel safe when you're looking at your cell phone and we're driving." And so again, that would go under marketing, or that would go under, yeah, our marketing dollars. Maybe we could buy these books for our giveaways. But those are all the thoughts. Oh, so the mindset is about etiquette. People driving cars, people riding bicycles, and people walking. That I hope in 20 years, I may or may not be here in 20 years, you may or may not either, but I hope that in 20 years, the mindset for people that travel will have changed.
All good ideas, Ma. Yeah, all good ideas. If you put some numbers around them, and Arlen will tell us if we should be shocked or not.
Okay.
Thank you, Ma.
Thank you, Ma.
Thank you, Ma.
Thanks, Ma.
Oh, Ma. Tour de Blueberry opened yesterday or
day
before.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be the leader on the team, right?
Yeah.
Because
I've already
last
up.
Year you were the leader.
I'm already signed up.
Excellent. Did you sign up? Did we have a team?
No. I was.
Okay, but we can get you on the team.
Great.
Thank you.
My turn.
Sir, how are you doing?
I'm going to give them to you afterwards, so you don't read along. Hello, I'm Mark Dirks. I am the chair of the marketing committee. And I know John told me this is like the first time the marketing committee chair has talked. So I'm new at this, been doing it for a couple of years. But we're making some really good progress. And there's some ideas and some things I want to share with you. I'm sure all of you already know how the ROT is distributed. But to recap, 2021 ROT, the second, third, 3% is $917,000, and the CBB budgeted $359,000. 21-22 was over $1 million, just over $1 million, the second, third, 3%, and the CBB budgeted $570,000, a 60% increase. ROT will continue to increase as long as rental rates continue to grow, especially with inflation, and if marketing is effective. 2022-23 is already 5% ahead of last year for KB. It's averaged about 14% over the last 10 years based on the research I've done increase. So why do I bring all this up? The ROT revenue is growing and is now very significant versus what it was when it originally started. Under the recent modifications of the KB MAC charter, the group is trying to help provide more holistic guidance with respect to marketing strategy and brand identity. What's interesting to me is that for the most part, residents want primarily the same thing as what KB tourists see, a family-oriented, quiet, small-town feel that is also uniquely and centrally located conveniently to many different things. To the south, we have historical Fort Fisher, the aquarium, the ferry, and Southport. To the north, we have fun nightlife and restaurants in Carolina Beach, and then Wilmington. To the east, we have the beaches and the historical pier, and to the west, we have Eats Park, which I will get to needs some help. Like it or not, KB's economy depends on tourism. What's cool is that we have the ability to support tourism and at the same time serve the residents that deal with the high season traffic and activities. Therefore, we can and should carefully develop a dual serving assets or attractions that also maintain what makes KB special. So while marketing is a necessity, we can take a more active and strategic approach to controlling our brand and our marketing assets. The KB Marketing Advisory Committee has a redirected focus to address many opportunities to fulfill its responsibilities toward tourism, while also keeping the residents in mind now with the change to the charter. However, for today's budgeting meeting, there are three things I'm asking the council to consider. People who know me know I like little quotes and little things. So, if you build it, they will come, is the first one. Budget for at least phase one of the master plan for East Park, as Nancy has recommended, that makes it special for both tourists and residents. It will greatly improve Cajun's offering for the growing number of tourists and residents that love outdoor exercise. To do this right, I believe it is important to look at the big picture first so everything is well thought out, integrated, and not separate standalone projects. Invest in a comprehensive visual concept diagram that Nikki recommended that will wow residents and visitors with at least 8 pickleball courts. I said 8 in fact because I think you need at least 8 to manage. For efficiency purposes, if you're going to build 6, add 2 more courts. Let's build 8 for space for it. 3 tennis courts, bathrooms, basketball court, dog park, disc golf, a covered meeting and viewing area, and a modern playground for kids. It can't be missed when people come around the Dow K curve. When they come into Curie Beach, we have an opportunity to market that park on the west side of town because it's an asset and people are using it, the tourists are. Create some excitement as soon as they turn the corner into KB. Eats would also be an ideal stopping point for the bike head if when the gate greenway comes through and may help with pitching Dow Road to Matsu. Pickleball and disc golf are two of the fastest growing sports and changes will support off-season tournaments and visitors. As you know, the pickleball courts are jammed with locals and lots of visitors now bring their paddles with them on vacation. The disc golf course is one of the best around because of its uniqueness. Both of these sports will bring tournament opportunities as they both have strong organizations underneath them already. And those are sports that will support off-season tourism as well, while also supporting the locals. The upgraded park will be a marketing gem to further promote the KB brand, gain visibility and marketing fodder, because it will attract people of every age group and give parents another place to hang out with their kids. It will also help attract visitors to non-beachfront rental properties that are close to the park Phase one, in my opinion, is the concept drawing to garner buy-in from the community, establish a tangible plan to discuss with MATSU, and assist with obtaining funding through grants like Part F. Then subsequent phases can address the improvements by priority as well as funding sources. Let me know if I can help in any way on that. But the idea being, let's create a plan here and then execute it over time and view it as an asset that supports tourism and the local community. I think it's there, and I think there's dollars flowing in. I don't know how to use those dollars. I think that's your all's discussion on how any marketing dollars can be used for this. My second point is, where there's a will, there's a way. I don't know MATSU, but I hear a lot about it, okay? I hear all kinds of stories. I sometimes hear Carolina Beach is talking to them, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we are, they're not listening. But I just encourage you to work with MATSU persistently to convey our plan and gain approval. Obviously, we need to rework the license and lease first before anything else can happen. But I urge you to think big. Not big like giant buildings and stuff, but within the purview of what this community wants. Like, ask for additional parking space up toward the Dow K area. I mean, we need parking over there. I mean, and if the park grows, you're going to have to find some space for it. Why not ask? There's space there. I know MATSU may say no, but I'll get to that in a minute. But I urge you to ask for additional parking space up toward the Dow K curve and a small expansion to the disc golf course for a short par 3 to attract the younger crowd toward that family experience while the main course is open for those who play more regularly. Why not ask? Worst case is that's a give in your negotiations. I'm a big fan of asking for what we want, not what we think they will approve. And then working towards the middle as much as we can. One thing is certain, if we don't ask for it, we won't get it. I know it will take time, but it starts with a solid, comprehensive strategy with a well-conceived pitch, and I'm willing to help if you guys want me to help on that. Because I think it's important to build that west side, and then it's really unique what we have here, because we're in the middle of all these things, but they're not really, it still allows for the quiet life. The last thing, number three, lastly, there's a quote by David Breyer. If you don't give the market the story to talk about, they'll define your brand story for you. Another saying that I even like better is by Yogi Berra of the Yankees. He says, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. My point is I want us to start thinking about defining Curie Beach's brand more succinctly, and most importantly, protecting it. I believe this is our responsibility, not the CBBs or others. To market efficiently, effectively, we must have a well-defined brand. I'd like to ask the council to consider a small budget to do a brand analysis and market research by an independent third party to help us put a box around who we are, our differentiators, and how to shape our brand more effectively. The KB MAC would oversee this, and we would use this going forward in our future planning meetings with the CBB. That's all I have. My point here is that we depend on the CBB. Maybe years ago, 20 years ago, when the town needed a push from Wilmington for our tourism and economy. Maybe it was important then, but we're getting to a point where we've outgrown that, and there's a lot of money flowing through, and we're depending on them to define a lot of that for us. And I think it's time that we decide our brand, you know, and that is, what is our identity, and how do we protect that? Because I think what everybody in the room wants to protect that, it's just a matter of, this is gonna take time to get there, and we have all the tools in place. I think the marketing committee is pretty jacked about all the things we're trying to do, but that's really all I have to tell you.
Okay, one question. Market analysis, budget, Mark, what are you thinking of?
I was thinking $2,500, $3,000. Oh,
that's not a lot of money. That's reasonable.
No. Okay, $5,000.
Okay.
Everybody raise your hand. I think there is a person that we interviewed for the marketing committee that comes out of that background that we were all very impressed with. And I've actually asked her if she would be interested. I'm not trying to negotiate on part of the town or anything, but I think there's plenty of people we could do. It would be great to get somebody other than the CBB giving us some guidance. Not that the CBB is bad. I don't want anybody going and Santa Mark's bashing you guys, because they do a lot of work. They do a lot of great work. I just feel like we need to coordinate it a little bit better.
I mean, I have talked with Sean there, and I've told her what, you know, our thoughts are. We're not stepping on her toes, but when it comes to what we define, what is important to us, that's got to be the responsibility of that committee. Okay. I mean, I don't have any questions. I don't know if anybody else does.
No. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Paul. For bedtime reading.
All right. Didn't want us to read ahead, huh?
Yeah, I know what happens. People go, what's this? And then they stop listening.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Mo, and thank you, Mark, for your inputs and for what you're doing with your committees. It is appreciated. Okay, we'll move back now to the financial review, wherever we stopped.
Page 45.
Everything we looked at before was kind of like current and past information. Mm-hmm. So this is just some things I'm trying to look forward. Some of it we looked at parts of it this morning, which was five-year capital plan, which is where we'll start. And then other, after that is some projections based on you know, trends and about for the three major funds, general, bursar, and school. So this was that five-year capital plan that we mm-hmm. had earlier. This, but it incorporates more than just public works. There's also, as we see there, you know, police, fire, lifeguards, parks and rec, and the bike ped committee. So I guess if council has any questions, I would say to, you know, that they need to be directed to the applicable department head. I can help answer too, but they would be more knowledgeable of the actual items that are listed there.
As I look down through this, so Jimmy, I see you got $250 for boardwalk replacement. Is that for repair right now in next year's budget?
Actually, I put that in last year for a placeholder because I didn't know if we were going to try to redesign that thing or what, you know.
Yeah, well, we will probably, I mean, we're going to talk about it in priorities. We will probably be looking at getting an engineering study done, but in the meantime, we're probably going to have to do some repair,
right,
and we'll talk about that.
Absolutely. We're doing repairs this week, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. As I go down through that.
All right. So, Jimmy, from my perspective, or Arlen, do we need to do any of the improvements to Oceanfront Park, any of that stuff? Will that fall into a capital plan, or is that just going to be handled in regular budget? Because we got several lighting, other issues, you know, just going on down there.
Sod.
Is that sod, landscaping?
Well, those wouldn't be capital. They'd be just operating.
Even the replacement of fans, lights, and that stuff.
Yeah, they probably fall under the capitalization
okay.
limit.
So okay. Well, we'll talk about that.
More as just repairs and maintenance. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do have one thing on there. Nikki had last year with the modification to the restroom entry, and that would be a capital expenditure, so that's why that's listed here.
And when I get down to the fire department, just a quick question. Turnout gear, if we add two people, I mean, I know you said you're really not changing anything except going part-time to full-time. Would there be more gear required or anything like that?
No, sir. So all of our gear is on a 10-year replacement plan.
Okay.
It's an NFPA standard, and we got a grant, I think it was 2007 under the old chief, and we didn't really budget anything for about 5 or 6 years, and then it was like, okay, we're starting to need to replace some gear. So what we do now, instead of waiting 10 years to replace all 40 sets, we mm-hmm. do 4 or 5 a year.
That makes sense. So the fire vehicle, the medical unit, and the chief unit, you think what we have is going to run all the way until that point in time, which is 25, 26?
Yes, sir. We just replaced the fire engine. We're expected to receive that in July of 2024. The police department donated their vehicle for the chief's unit, which is an incident command vehicle. That's a 2014, I believe. Might be 13. 2013. It's got 75,000 miles on it, and it runs perfectly fine. We just got it painted and stickered. And I think we put it in the budget for 2026 to relook at, to revisit.
Yeah.
And we just replaced the medical unit last year. So it's brand new. The previous one was a 07, so that one lasted almost 15 years there. So.
Okay. Nikki, the restroom, is that an estimate or do we have some type of...
That was put in as the higher end of the initial estimate from the contractor, but until he got the architect
okay.
on site, that's the plans that I mentioned earlier, that they were here earlier in January and were waiting on actual drawings for options down there.
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to be more complicated mm-hmm. than they initially thought, so it may just be we replace the existing floors and continue as is.
Okay. I saw that Joe Eek's Park site plan, you have $35,000 in for next year's, this coming budget. So is that engineering study in your opinion? Is that what you're thinking of here?
Yeah, with Benesh, if we continued the work with them, we thought that amount would cover similar process to what we had done with Sandman.
Okay.
I've got a question on that.
Sure. Anybody's got questions, just jump in.
Are you contemplating an agreement with Benesh later, or are you in an agreement with Benesh now?
That'd be, we both, right?
Well, it'd be July 1.
We've got them for Sandman, but I don't think we've done any kind of resolution for...
This is next year's budget.
Next year's budget.
Yeah, which starts July 1.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, that site plan, is this going to be comprehensive? You're anticipating now all the considerations of all of these other things marketing was talking about. And
it's a site specific to Joe Eek's Park, not like a...
Well, no, I'm just Joe Eek's Park. I mean, pickleball courts, disc golf courts, everything.
Part of the process would be that public input meeting where all the different mm-hmm. user groups could come and voice their wants for the park.
Right.
And then they would balance that with the town's needs and create a site plan based on their input.
That's a charrette. Is that a charrette?
It's not an engineered drawing, but that would be further down.
Right, okay. No, but this is the overall vision of an integrate, of a complete Joe Eek's
Park. Holistic.
Holistic,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. So it's 1.4 million. Is there another page to this?
This is just a general fund, and like I said, this is kind of like a fluid document. You know, it's
right.
It's,
sure.
It's always,
yeah.
Always changing. But yeah,
I'm just trying to get it.
This is what the department has provided for the in regard to the general fund.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions on here? I mean, looking out way beyond. Obviously, there's replacement vehicles, stuff like that. I'm more concerned about what's the next year's budget. At least from a thought process.
Yeah. Chief, Ed, we had talked earlier, this is not capital, I don't think it's a capital expense, about rescue tubes and the possibility of installing rescue flotation devices for particularly for off-season use.
Yes, sir, that would be in the lifeguard budget as well. I would direct it to what council saw fit, but it will probably be a lifeguard budget, and I'd provide the price to get the first budget workshop.
Okay.
Dennis, does Susan want to finance that? Or some, the person that brought that up? You're talking about the stay on the beach when guards aren't there at each of the beach accesses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There may be
some on the south end wanting to do that.
Maybe there may be grant funds available. I mean, there's a number of ways we can look into it. But if it's
sounds
something
like great,
that, if that's something we want to do, we can. But yeah, we can talk about it later. We can talk about that.
Sounds like a great Eagle Scout project.
Sorry?
Sounds like a great Eagle Scout project.
Right, this is capital equipment.
Yeah, that's, okay. Could be an Eagle Scout project, with the exception of the product, right?
Yeah, well, it could be expensive.
Yeah,
could.
Yeah, but part of Eagle Scout projects is raising the money and raising the manpower. And I've seen those put around a lake before
as an
Eagle Scout.
Really?
Which included raising the money, getting the certified ring, and building the tower, I mean, mm-hmm. the pole for it and all that.
Yep.
Arlen, the funds for the Public Works building. Did they give us any indication that there would be more of that fund available in the future?
Most likely not.
Okay.
This was pretty much a one-time thing.
Yeah, not by grant in particularly, but maybe we can convince Charlie
that
we do so much for the folks down the street that you should be willing to help us with that.
What's the acronym SCIF?
That was a state capital and infrastructure grant.
Okay. That we didn't have to apply for, we just received a check, right?
Right.
My old background is that's sensitive compartmented information facility, which is like super, you know, where you hide the documents.
Plus your president.
Okay.
Okay. Vice president.
This is page 46. That will dovetail into some of the priorities. So, okay. Very good.
Any other questions on the?
Not for me.
I think this we already looked at, but is this just tacked on to the? And we talked about it this morning in regard to specifically in regard to street paving and what costs may have to come out of the general fund. So this is the. Which we looked at earlier today with when Jimmy was speaking about the 5-year capital plan for water and sewer. And it's only basically water and sewer operations that's on this this plan. There's really no other departments involved. So. And I put up there also about potential funding from American Rescue Plan. That was the direction that we took a year ago, that we'd be funding water and sewer projects.
Now, right.
The one thing that could potentially change that, and unfortunately we're starting to run out of time with certain things, is that if we are going to get additional state funds specifically for water and sewer projects, it would be nice to be able to, when we can do this, redirect the use of American Rescue Plan funds to the Public Works Building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Duly noted, we will try.
For everything that it would be revenue replacement in the general fund rather than revenue replacement in the water and sewer fund. But the problem is, you know, once, and we need this to happen soon, is once we take that first step, we can't really step back, that's all.
Well, the American Rescue Plan is federal, right?
So
they're fighting to make that money go away if we don't spend it. So
they're very specific, and we have to fully expend it by December 31st, 25, I think. And we have to fully commit it before December 31st of 24.
But yeah,
the
direction that
faster. Is to fully spend it before that December 31st, 24.
Yeah, if there's any way to do it faster, I'd do it faster because the House is talking about that's how they're going to fix the debt ceiling and all their other stuff. So it could evaporate, I think.
And that's why if we do get additional funds from the state, that hopefully they won't be specific to just water and sewer improvements, that it could also be for some other type of improvements, which then could be the Public Works Building, rather than having to go out and get financing
right.
at much higher interest rates these days.
Yeah, no, So when will you define your recommendation to bring to council?
Well, I think we've had a couple of meetings, Craig and Alan and if a couple of us met to talk about what priorities should be discussed with our representatives. And I think there, if we are going to get some funding, that it's a more general type of thing rather than specific to just water and sewer infrastructure, let's say.
Right. Okay. Charlie wanted to get us like 1.6. We're going to ask for more. But
no, I'm just saying that timing-wise, when's your deadline, Arlen, that we need to
I have to report that the reporting for the American Rescue Plan Fund is once a year as of March 31st.
Right.
Our last reporting, it was pretty much like, well, here's what we're going to do, but we haven't done anything yet.
That's right.
I hate to do another one that we haven't done anything yet.
Yeah.
So I want to do something.
Exactly right. I agree with you. Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Well, we've got the contracts, project manager and architect.
Right, but that's the other grant, the SCIP grant that covers that.
Right.
Okay. Any questions on this chart? Really, it's just informational. Okay.
And then this is again that we looked at this morning, the capital plan for stormwater, and once we do have an estimate for that, the bottom of the stormwater pipe on Montsu land, we'll definitely add that in.
Yep.
And hopefully these projects, the plan would be to fund them out of whatever they may be out of fund balance for the stormwater fund.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So any questions on any of that?
Nope.
So next is to go through like some projections, kind of what I've done in other years, looking at what our trends have been for revenue growth and expense increases, and looking for looking at that for the three major funds. So we'll start out with the general fund. So what this, as I've done in the past, I start with no increases in property tax or any of the general fund fees, and no increases in headcount. Looking at how our revenue has grown, so that's why I came up with that 1.75% annually, and then also that operating expenses are increasing at about 6% per year on average over the last 12 years or so. What I do is I try to look at just what is the recurring type of revenue. So this is what we can definitely expect every year, not some of these isolated, or one-off things that we get on occasion, but strictly what is basically, what is our revenue base and how could that grow? So looking at that, we look good through the end of the upcoming year. After that, things start to go down, that we end up with some negative cash flow. And again, these are all projections. All based on the 5-year plan, what my estimate is, what we would need to finance based on that 5-year plan. So it's not a terrible picture, but it's also could be better too. Short term looks fine, a little bit longer out, not so much.
Okay. So that's if we essentially change nothing. That's where we are.
So then what I did was the same assumptions except for this one has 3 property tax increases. And that's just a fairly easy way to increase revenue in the general fund. So a 1 cent increase in 2025, another cent in 2027. And one last one in 28 of 2.5 cents. And what does that do? That kind of keeps us somewhat even. I know it's not exact. It's not like that net recurring revenue line is zero, but it's within reasonable amount that we're not adding significant amount to our reserves, but we're covering projected expenses also. Mm-hmm. And again, this is just informational. I'm not saying that that's what's being proposed. It's just how do we keep things in sync, basically.
Kind of just an in general question, not The does this include parking in the general fund?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah.
So you have an assumption for parking at these rates?
Yes.
Okay.
He said it went up about 1.75% annually.
And I did adjustments to account for the fact that when revenue when parking wasn't a full year and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
That's all factored in here, and it's not, even when you think of our budget for this current year, we pretty much, it's not like the revenue from parking was an extra. It
sure.
was built into our actual budget. So the reason that we could proceed with this current year without recommending a property tax increase was because we actually budgeted that we were going to have a certain amount of parking revenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. I remember now.
The year before, that was different when we first started, but this
yes.
current year, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, all right.
And there's some years that our expenses increase that much more than 6% a year. I'm looking at averages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the data.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
And I have the same thing for the water and sewer fund. Assumptions are a little bit different that begin looking at the average increase in revenue there. And I also factor in the increase, not taking into account rate increases as how the revenue was increasing. So this is just like a increase in usage or that type of thing that's generating the revenue increases. The operating expenses, for whatever reason, in this fund, the battery's a little bit less than the general fund, so it's used to 5%. This assumes no in rate increases. So it doesn't look bad, but at the same time, it's not good either. And the reason I'm saying that, if you even look at estimated for fiscal year 24, well, it looks like we have positive cash flow of $17,794. But, then subtract off our depreciation expense, that's $386,000. So now we're not even keeping up, I guess, with our depreciation expense in regard to how much we're putting, technically putting into our net position. So even though it doesn't look bad, it's not necessarily good either. So when we come around to budget time, by that point in time, I'll have some suggestions. This is just informational. This is just some general projections. But as part of the budget, I'm sure I'll be bringing some, potential water and sewer rate actions that may be needed.
Okay. Any questions there, gentlemen? Math is math.
So what I did here was just to try to see what the impact would be, just some two rate increases for water and sewer,
mm-hmm.
one occurring in this upcoming year of... And when I use it, I'll say 10%. I do that just across the board, just for simplicity. I mean, we typically take a different approach looking at tiers. This is pretty simple at this point in time. And then another increase in 27 of a 5% rate increase. And at least what that does, it pretty much keeps our net recurring revenue line close to what our depreciation expense is.
What age do you use for depreciation? Is it vary based off asset, or is it the same for everything?
No, it's based on asset.
Okay.
It's all straight line depreciation, right. But it's all useful life is based on the type of asset.
So, like for a lift station, how many years do you say?
I think I probably use at least 15.
Okay.
So, any questions on that? I mean, again, that's just me throwing out some numbers out there just to show what the impact would be.
Okay.
So earlier, I also mentioned I had something that showed the rates. So these are the four water and sewer service providers in New Hanover County. So the three beach towns and then Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. And I showed what the rates are based on four levels of usage. So I think the thing that's important here is that we are the most affordable water and sewer provider at the lower usage levels. But by the time you get to the last one that I included, and that would grow even more, of course, as we if I went out beyond 15,000 gallons, but at that point, we are the highest. I will say that Carolina Beach has been closing the gap, as you see from this example.
Good for them. Good.
But you see somebody like a Wrightsville Beach, who basically is the highest at the lower level of usage, but you know drops down to the least at the higher level. So you know, kind of a little bit backwards, but.
Well, yeah.
So I just throw it out just for informational purposes or whatever, mm-hmm. just to show what where we stand versus everyone else.
Is Wilmington okay for your public utility now?
They are.
And this is just the water and sewer components yeah. of the bill. You know, it has mm-hmm. nothing to do with maybe you know garbage and other things that we collect. But.
This is your point on businesses being businesses.
Well, it's 2 points. One. The retired couple that spends little, that's why the minimum is the way it is, mm-hmm. right? So it's yep. to help our retired senior people that are on fixed incomes. And two is to punish the people that are putting 20 people, not punish, that's not the right word, to have them pay their fair share of the cost for excessive usage, right? I firmly believe the only way you get people to restrict their usage of something is penalize them financially for it. That's the only way you get people to change how they act.
I was referring to your comment relative to the fact that we have 450 mini motels who don't pay a business rate, they pay a residential rate.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That and that's it. A big yeah. difference
yeah.
here as well. Yeah. So, but we need the authority to do that.
That this is structured this way too, because mm-hmm. that compensates for that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Because if you're called a motel, you get charged one rate. But if you're not called a motel, but you put in $10,000 a week and you have a whole pile of people in your house, you get a residential rate.
Right.
That doesn't seem quite
but
correct.
You're paying a high residential rate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're paying the higher residential yeah. rate, but you are not paying the business rate by a yeah. long shot.
Yeah, the business rate
is that a business or is it not a business?
But sometimes and a lot of times we're better off the way it is right now.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah. I honestly, but also quite a few of them are also LLCs.
Well, I mean, that's, you can tell Charlie about that. The
legislation. Yeah, I guess we can. Yeah.
To
I mean, we can't do anything about that now.
Yeah, the realtors and the tourism guys are lobbying
hard. It starts to factor in other things too that, you know, I'm sure Public Works won't be happy about when you start, if things were started to be shifted to commercial rather than residential. Now you just changed your garbage because now it's commercial. That's
well, we're already sort
that
of picking up
schedule right? is a lot different.
Yeah, but we're already sort of picking them up more, right? Aren't we picking up the front row more well, in the summertime?
Only if they paid for extra for it.
Yeah,
we charge them by can, but
no, they're saying
we charge them an extra
somebody
pickup.
Somebody wants more than once a week pickup.
We do pay them. Okay, you're
yeah,
right.
They
yeah.
have to actually, they pay for it.
Yeah,
you know.
I got you.
They have to request it, and then we charge them.
Right. Right. Okay, good.
But anyway, just some things that would have to be factored in with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little frustration coming out, that's all.
No, understand.
No, I'm with you, yeah. I'm glad Carolina Beach is closing it. That's awesome, actually. I'll have to thank them.
They might be listening.
I'll show them and tell them thank you at our next meeting.
Because they have a very specific plan on rate increases because of the bonds that they issued.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They have no choice
right.
but to do fairly sizable.
What is their, can you look at their business side too?
Yeah, I can look at that.
Can you look at that as well? Because I think that's the one where there's a lot of water being not charged very much for. But I'm glad to see they're fixing it. That's good. It's awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of that water use is irrigation water. People can choose not to do that.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, you can put low flow toilets. You can do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, water is controllable, right? It is. Mm-hmm. People don't want to control it, but they can.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope.
So this is a projection for the stormwater fund based on, again, similar factors. They're looking at revenue increase, what that's averaged for that fund, and then also operating expenses. This is a case where I'm using the 6%, but I've also done an adjustment or whatever because of lower staffing, things that impacted the actual expenses for last year that then impact our growth factor. So, this shows that overall we're in great shape. This year it looks like we'll maybe use a little bit of our fund balance, but that's what we plan to do.
Mm-hmm.
Once we factor in, which we have a cost for that project on Matsu land, that'll change some of these things. But I haven't included one that has a projected stormwater fee increase because at this point in time I'd say that's not necessary.
Right, I agree.
So I think this demonstrates that we're building reserves so that as we need them, we can use those reserves.
What is the capital outlay, not finance? Is that a truck?
Well, and for this year, it's all the infrastructure. So, okay. So what that does right now? This was the 5-year capital plan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is assuming that for every year, including this current year, that the total of all those capital projects is being used. It's not being financed. It's being paid for.
It's okay. Paying straight up.
Yep. At this interest rate, it's probably good.
So that's what that line is.
Okay. Understood.
So overall, I'd say this fund, I think council made the right, good decision in regard to the increase we did on stormwater fees a year or so ago, and it's definitely accomplished what we needed to accomplish. So just like I did with water and sewer, I thought I'd just show what the stormwater rates are for across the county. So we're not the highest, we're not the lowest. What's interesting, up until this current fiscal year, Riceville Beach was $5. So this current fiscal year increased theirs to $15.
Yep.
Okay. And flooding in Curie Beach versus any of the other three is way better.
Right.
I mean, we're higher, so we're naturally better, but then we built better systems, maybe because we started later than everyone else, but.
Yeah. Again, this is just residential, but they're commercial rates, a whole different thing or whatever.
But. I mean, at 2,200 people, spreading the cost is tougher than spreading it across 6,500 people.
That's right.
So, okay, understood.
Anyway, so just threw that up there for informational purposes. So this I just wanted to put up there that, based on our current debt and then the debt that I'm projecting based on the 5-year capital plans, this shows our debt level. And, if we can perceive the way that it looks like according to our plans, you can see a significant reduction in the total amount of outstanding debt for the town.
Does it include the 5-year plan? Your financing for all the 5-year plan stuff?
Yeah. With that, I pick out which things I think should be
financed
based on what they are. And,
okay.
And so this incorporates all of that.
Nice. Good.
Okay.
Let's look at that in 2028 and see how well we did.
I can go back a couple years and look and see where we are now.
That's right.
So any questions on that?
No. Zero on stormwater by 27. That's interesting.
Well, that's because we're paying as we go.
Yeah, no. Right.
Exactly.
That's why we have the 240 in the other chart.
Right.
Okay. What else we got?
Okay, so the last thing I had is just the proposed calendar for the upcoming budget cycle. I can say that I've pretty much stuck to what's worked in the past in regard to timing of everything. Important dates, you know, that later this week I'll get the all the stuff out to department heads to start their budget process, that give about a month for them to put that together so that it would be due by March 9th. Then having the first budget workshop, I tried to stick to Fridays or whatever.
Thank you.
Friday, March 31st, as the first budget workshop, where, you know, that would be taking every department request, I guess, putting it all together so that we can see at that point, you know, where do we stand in regard to whether we're over or short at that point in time. But it would take every department's requests at that point. Then 2 weeks later to have the second budget workshop, where there hopefully we'd be able to come out of that meeting with a what's going to be proposed at the main council meeting. Kind of the same timeline and series of events that we've done over the past few years.
Gentlemen who travel for their work.
Yeah, man.
Huh?
A single.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm still calling the gentleman.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it.
So, it looks like council has got Monday, Friday activities. If Monday or Friday is better than any of those, let us know.
They're good. I think these are good.
Like, these are good?
They're far enough out, I can make sure that I'm good.
Okay, you guys have any trouble with these dates?
No, sir.
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to approve the dates as offered by Arlen and Finance for our budget process this year, the budget calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, you got it. Good schedule.
Thank you.
Staff, any direction, I assume you have enough time in here to react. So, okay. You know what you want to take out, what you want to put in, so you probably react a lot faster than us. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, then. Next is, we have to have it, well, it's not 2:45, so we're ahead of schedule. We'll keep moving until we hit 2:45 for the sake of David, who has to drive 5 hours tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem. Council priorities. Okay, I'm just going to go down there. One, I got to stand and say it's easier to talk.
There you go. I'm with you. That's why they're standing.
This was a list that I looked at of activities we have ongoing, in process. All of these activities obviously cannot be accomplished within one budget period for a variety of reasons. Because it takes time if we're going to go for grants, get the engineering done, get the prep work done, going out to the contracts and the bids, then finding out when the construction can occur, and then, or when repair would occur. So the important thing that we have to do for the ladies and gentlemen here is to set what priorities we have and what actions we wish to take, so they take their actions accordingly. Now, the only thing that I have down here as immediate is really the town hall repair, working on the old building and the impacts of the old building and the old outside structures to the new building. So we want to take care of that activity. That's point number one. Then we've got these items. Now, we can either decide which of these items we want to do before we talk about what we're going to do with them, but which ones would be on council's mind. By the way, the dates in there were my guesses. Now, let's talk about one thing that's important to quite a few folks. Amy's left. Let's talk about pickleball for a minute. If we do not have a 25-year lease, we are not eligible for grant money. That's the reason I have a no here. Mm-hmm. If next year we are able to get a 25-year lease, we can then go for the recreation
part
fund grant money.
Is that a state grant?
I don't know what the answer is going to be on that.
Well, so I think that should be a no with a star, because Hunter County still has all this parks money that they have never spent any in Curie Beach. I don't know if they would or not, but we should petition our county commissioners, and now that we have one that's from the beach communities, about that, right? So,
and I was encouraged, if we had a big time request, to come ask for a funding out of their hospital sale money out of their foundation.
Now, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think that one should have a star. I don't know that we'd get money or not, but
Right, it was $1 billion.
Right. And I don't know that they've spent any in Carolina Beach either, honestly. I just think that we should at least ask them, right?
Okay, so, I mean, we could start that. So the thing is, what do you believe are the immediates here? So let me just go down through this. The Public Works Building, we have money for the engineering work. Yeah. We don't have money for the construction yet.
We should have that budget by our budget meeting when we come back for our budget meeting. We should have a cost estimate for that, is what they're shooting for right now.
Okay, so have a cost estimate for that, and then that may determine exactly what year we're going to have to put it in. But I would tell you that, so we're going to be able to get the engineering accomplished, and we're actually in the middle of the prep work, trying to find out what the cost is. But we have estimates, we still have prep work to do to go get the real cost.
Right.
Crosswalks.
Okay, we are
$120,000.
All right, I found out Friday that the Senate money has been approved.
Yes.
So we have $250 to do.
$120.
Huh.
$120 or not? Is it $120 for the crosswalks?
We asked for $250,000. Yes. Half come from the House, half come from the Senate. The Senate money was held up until I found out Friday that money has been approved. That $125 from the Senate side has been approved.
So we finally did.
DOT got justification. Now, $100,000 of that goes towards the K Fort Fisher project.
Yes.
That we knew was going to be short of money anyway. So we've got $150 to do crosswalks, and we're in the process working with DOT. Now that we know we have the money, now we can move forward with engineering those things. So okay. We should be 23, should be good, and get in.
So we scored.
Oh, yeah.
We scored the bids for the engineering award.
No. That's the crosswalk project. Yes. This would be that's for K Fort Fisher.
Got it. Okay.
Crosswalks, we haven't got to that point yet, but we probably will be.
Okay.
But 23 is a good number of getting that done.
So we have a go for this. So that one is that's for real. So those top two are for real. I'm sorry. This one and three are real at this point, based on what we know. Center stormwater. You have money for that?
Well, it depends how much it is, but
that's right.
we should.
Grant money. We have grant money.
Oh, do we have grant money?
No. I don't think so.
We haven't talked. We haven't seen a cost estimate to go after a grant.
Well,
I don't know. There's going to be any grant money for that anyway. With the stuff we've been doing, it's not going to score high enough.
What we do have is MASU approval. That's in 4 years, so
right.
I don't want to wait 4 years to get going on that.
Yeah. No. I mean.
So. We can come back to that for the moment. But I think it's something we want to get started on.
I think it is.
We just redid the streets.
No, exactly right. Yeah, right. We want to get the water going through the system.
Is this a priority for Jimmy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it had been for me.
Yeah.
All right. Priority there. Bike ped.
So, what does that mean?
The funding we have is for the study.
Feasibility study.
Right. We have applied for a grant for a feasibility study. We should know, hopefully within that month or month and a half, whether we're one of the agencies that's been selected. But I don't know beyond that what the timeline will be. That will be, we'll know more. If we get selected for the grant, then we'll know more information.
Okay. Now, the point here is that this is BikePed. There is a whole pile of other BikePed activity, like crosswalks, like the other, which are going on. This is specifically relative, basically, to the bike pedestrian path.
Yeah, to the grant that we applied for. If we get that grant, then we'll have more information coming forward. But that'll be no cost to us because that'll be actually run through the East Coast Greenway Alliance.
So we can start the feasibility study. But then you're going to look at it. Where are you going to do the prep work? I don't think it's necessarily this.
Oh no.
Okay. So then I think we know what we have to do there. Sandman Park. Sandman Park, I was incredibly wrong.
Sorry?
And I'll say that. I thought we wanted this beautiful park that was for the town. It turns out everybody came in and put their stickers on there. What they wanted is a couple trees, or a lot of trees and a few benches. So the engineering work is going to come back. We'll take a look at that. But
well, we just need to look at the underground stormwater system in there where we plant trees so we don't mess it up.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be...
Right. So that's the only thing that we got to be careful of.
I mean, the USDI report.
Yeah. They can plant trees, but they can't plant within so close to those pipes or we're going to have a problem.
So if we move ahead with this thing, it should probably be not a very expensive item.
Exactly right.
There'll be no bathroom, no parking facilities, a couple bike racks, I guess.
Right.
But so we'll take that one. What happens, I guess.
Jimmy needs to make sure if we move forward that he takes maintenance into consideration.
Well, yes.
For that.
Jimmy already has the maintenance.
Yeah, but he'll have additional maintenance. And you know our citizens are going to expect a level of service other than just mowing the grass every week. If we have trees and stuff, so we may have a higher level of maintenance over there than we have now.
Right. So, that's true. We'll have to cut the grass more often.
We'll have to make... We'll
probably
have,
trim yeah. around the benches, do stuff
if
like
we
that.
If we have benches, so. Do we have to add lighting?
Lighting? We weren't going to have lighting over there, I thought.
What about
nighttime? I didn't hear anybody say they wanted lighting over there.
Did we have lighting on those charts? I don't recall that we did.
I don't know. It's just kind of, I don't know. It seems dangerous.
Because people, one, they didn't want the park open late. And two,
I think that was one of the requests.
They
no.
didn't want the illumination, you know, around
Should
the homes.
Should we even have benches?
What's that?
Should we even have benches?
I don't know. I mean, we'll take a look at what there is and take a look at what there is. It, frankly, you can leave it the way it is. It has trees, just not benches.
Well, it doesn't have trees right now.
Accessible pathways to the benches.
Pathways to the benches. That's
there's no trees out there right now. It's just,
I mean, when engineering comes back, we'll take a look at what right. the feasibility is. We want to cut it back. We want to go for it, where it is, whatever we want to do. But people wanted open spaces, but it appears that's exactly what they want, is an open space. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't get much more out of that shred. Is that what it's called, shred?
Mm-hmm. It was just a thought.
Kind of how close to charcuterie. You pick all kind of stuff out.
Looked like a charcuterie. But put all those dots on it.
The boardwalk. Now, the boardwalk is interesting. I don't know that we can have a shot at grants, but we certainly can use some element of TDSP money, but if we use the TDSP money, we might be taking it away from things or use the TDSP money on like maintenance for the oceanfront park.
You think we qualify for anything with CAMA?
I don't know.
Be worth
all it. I know is that we probably have to get an engineering firm to look at what should be done there, and that should be done this year. And we're going to have to do repair, which is what Jimmy has money in the budget to do repair.
Yeah.
Well, we've got 3 years to get our act together before.
Five.
Well, hopefully five. I hope our old one made it to the five-year one.
Well, my only concern about that is the bulkhead issue, right? So we're going to have to go in there this year when they're repairing and looking in there. The freeboard stuff from L to M, I'm not worried about. I'm concerned a bit about the bulkhead. I know the last time I looked under there, there's some rotten stuff under there, and I don't know that it's going to be 5 years from now where it's a problem. And I don't know what we're allowed to do or not do repair-wise, John. I haven't asked you officially, so I'm not putting you on the spot. But we need to think about what we can do and not do repairing that bulkhead.
We should be able to repair it, ain't no problem.
Wouldn't it? Can we change materials?
That's part of our repair maintenance plan, yes.
Okay.
So I think...
Then we'll probably come to council with something about the bulkhead, which means I think next fall after the season we would pop up from K to L and do something in the bulkhead after the season. If there's no storm this year.
If we have engineering completed and our path identified, I think we should probably go ahead and get it done.
Yeah, I don't think we will.
The issue is, so people who don't know what they mean by the bulkhead is
1996.
Well, I'm talking about when before the bulkhead was buried.
Yeah.
It was a 4 foot drop to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He jumped off of the land.
That's right.
To the beach.
Yeah. Before beach renourishment started in '96, also.
And that wall is there and still is supported as part of the dune.
Well, so during Hurricane Fran, it ate into that, and the town repaired it quickly, so we were allowed to repair it. And it's been like that since then. And so.
So it's basically up to the edge of the asphalt.
That's exactly right.
In the Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah, exactly right. And so we backfilled that without camera approval and in a rapid fashion so that Atlantic Avenue didn't get closed because that was the concern at the time. And so now here we are, 26 years later, and there's some concerns about it.
How far in front of Atlantic is that bulkhead?
It's right where the
asphalt stops.
Right where the decking starts.
Yeah. So particularly under the road. That's why we got to pop up and look at what's under there.
It's not under the road. It's right down there.
Yeah, right at the edge. Yeah.
Okay.
So what do we think of engineering? I mean, I think for the budget, we're going to need a number for what an engineering firm would charge us.
In Jimmy's budget, we would start with that, the first investigation, and then after that, we might have to come back to council. So I don't know that we have a great number right now. I'm just saying that we have to look at it, right?
To give him some guidance, so $50,000 be an engineering study number for that?
Probably. I don't know. John or Jimmy, you got any thoughts to look at that bulkhead? I mean, it's just going to be a lot of removal and then getting in there to see.
Just to evaluate.
Just to evaluate.
Look at it, come up with a couple opportunities, and then we can go to the town and say, what is the town?
I think we'd go from the pier to N Avenue, right?
What's that? Yeah.
From the pier? Are we just going to do that one section? I mean, I'm asking the question.
The rest of them
are easier to evaluate. The one that's the problem is from K to L. That's the significant problem.
So
the rest of them are easier to evaluate. Because they're open, right?
Yeah, but while we're doing it, why not do it all?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can, except there doesn't seem to be a particular issue on the other end.
I'm not as worried on the other end. That's right.
If you want to do it all, that's going to be incredibly expensive.
I'm not talking about construction. I'm talking about the evaluation of it.
Oh, the engineering evaluation?
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy and I will come with a number during the budget process at our next budget meeting.
Okay.
For the evaluation, but it's not going to be that significant.
Okay, all right. So you're going to take a look at that.
But that's just for the bulkhead issue. That's not the board.
Walkway itself, right?
Yeah, the walkway itself is a different issue, right? So we got into that, and the last we left it at the November meeting is we were all going to send out, here's the things we have to consider before we ask an engineer to... tell us
now
what we can do.
To talk about getting an engineering firm to look at that.
Yeah, that's a different issue, right?
Yeah, but I think both
Now, I thought
they
we
both
could
fit into next fiscal year. I think we're going to have two studies done. One is to evaluate the bulkhead. The other is going to be a study of what's feasible there from a design standpoint. So I think we're looking two studies.
But why can't we do it concurrently with the same firm?
Well, I think one's design and the other one's structural. They're different issues.
And one consideration is a combination might exceed the Biller-Brooks Act exemption. You'd have to do the RFQ process.
Okay. Ma'am?
I know there are two different ones, but I'm kind of thinking like, if they look at the bulkhead, the other guy's engineering without the knowledge of what needs to be done with the bulkhead, what's the point? Shouldn't it be the same firm?
That's my point exactly.
Well, but I would assume there would be a report generated, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, if you're going to do them at the same time, just a point. I don't know. And then what's the best solution for the waterfall? French drains under it?
I don't know.
Okay. We have work to do to get the engineering responses here, but we're going to do that this year. Beach drain. This is, we are doing our darndest to get funds to do this. Yeah. We're on our third application.
Right.
And this is to put the drainage in the dunes on the south end of town so we can get rid of our outfall pipes.
Well,
I don't think you get rid of
them. They don't get rid of them. You reduce the flow so that it doesn't wash out as bad because it catches the first part in the dune line and holds it.
Right.
So unless there's a much bigger rain than normal, it doesn't go out that way. It gets absorbed in the dunes.
Right.
But there, you still have outflow pipes there.
You're still going to have outflow pipes?
Mm-hmm. If it overfills, it pops up and goes out the dune line.
So if
you look in there, you'll see all these pipes sticking up.
Yes.
And if it fills up too much, they pop off and go.
Right. I've never seen them pop.
I mean, during Floyd, they did.
Yeah, during heavy rains, it will. When the system can only handle so much, the way they describe it. Mm-hmm. So when the system has, we have a big rainstorm and we just get inundated, mm-hmm. then it's going to go out to the ocean instead of holding it in the tank.
That's true, but the intent was to put the water into those large quonsets, which are full of stone, let it filter through the stone, and seep out under the sand, not over the sand.
Right.
So, the study by the NC State School of Engineering is completed.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it submitted, and we'll know in June if we have any money for this.
Right. Yeah.
So, this one's up in the air, but the engineering's complete. If we can get money, we can do something with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, pickleball. The elephant in the room on pickleball is Matsu.
If we put it on where the baseball field is, I don't know that they're the elephant in the room. It's $500,000 is, to me, the elephant in the room.
Well, you have a point. But if you think about somebody repurposing the entire park,
right?
That may, since it's nice and flat, that may be an area that they would rather put the children's playground. Of course, there's no trees there, which would mean no shade.
Yeah,
you could always put up gazebos, and you could have the courts closer to the street to keep the kids away from the street. Right now, we have the child's playground next to the road.
Well, I think, having a plan for that area that we can phase it and have good cost estimates from a consultant is a big step. The second monster in the room is Matsu and what they're going to allow us to do. So we're going to have to have something on paper to sit down with them and talk about this.
I agree.
Because we can't decide to spend any money or do anything. I can't, in my right mind, until we have something, a signed agreement from Matsu that's going to allow us to do these improvements.
Right.
We have a license for Matsu.
Will Matsu do that without an understanding of what we want to do in there?
No, I think you got to bring a plan to it.
I think you got to bring a plan for it.
With drawings and everything.
Yeah.
You do.
The point is, Carolina Beach's buffer, we're blessed. So, we're blessed.
There's hesitancy right now, too, to approve the total square footage of the tee pads, which is less than 2,000 square feet total. The proposed pickleball courts are over 15,000 square feet of new something.
I mean, we really need to go in there with our facts and figures, because if we don't, then they're going to send us a list back.
Questions on facts and figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the point is, we need to get engineering done.
That's not what we're proposing in the budget is not engineered. It's just a site plan.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it would be with a landscape like Benoist to do a land use plan or a site-specific plan for that park.
Look, we need to decide, how do you want to attack this? Do we want to attack this by just saying, all we want to do is put pickleball courts where the baseball field is? That's simple. Maybe we could get stuff done there. If you want to repurpose the entire park, then you're going to need a lot more engineering information for our friends across the river. So, do you want to repurpose the park or do you want to go pickleball?
I think it'd be smart to repurpose the park.
You don't want to keep going back. I agree with Alan. We should do the process that Nikki talked about and have one design versus trying to satisfy a short-term thing and not doing it all.
There might be areas in there that would have to be brought into ADA compliance that maybe aren't. They were grandfathered in as is, but once you start addressing things over there, you're going to have to address.
Okay.
There may be other grants out there for playgrounds or other things that we qualify for that's not under the same requirements that we could look for also. There's a lot of things out there.
Well, okay. I mean, this doesn't look to me like it's going to happen fast.
What do you consider fast?
What do I consider fast? Getting approval and getting started. Because we don't know what we want.
We've waited 8 months for the...
The whole park, we don't know what we want.
Yeah. We've waited 8 months for the...
Frankly, I'm not too worried about that.
Well, I think it's all about...
I have to get a plan in place before I ride into the sunset, but somebody else is going to deliver that one.
But I honestly think that having a site plan for the... While we're willing to do it, it's better off... Looking at that, seeing where we've got a request for tennis, disc golf, we've had a request for pickleball, had a request for bathrooms. We know we're going to need to redo the playground at some point.
Could do what you did with
and lacrosse nets? Does lacrosse nets mean a lacrosse field?
Well, yeah, but there's not room for it.
Oh, okay.
There.
So, just another point.
Yeah, I think we need to see what our citizens want and have a plan to start chipping at it.
Do you need bocce ball?
People don't want bocce. We got it over there now. Nobody uses it.
Gentlemen, you want a park plan?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and I assume a site plan isn't a single site plan. There will be options.
Yes.
Right. We're going to look at this and we're going to ask for options.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can find an option that might be acceptable to Matsu and to the town based on budget restraints. So, I'm all for putting a site plan together. Do that as quickly as we can. Maybe even start it before next fiscal year. But I think we ought to...
In all honesty, even just some ideas, maybe they would be okay... If we put the parking lot next to their property and not the playground, and move the playground closer in where the parking lot is, So I'm just talking when you do talk about I think that a complete design is the way to go. I like to argue in both directions until we come to a conclusion. But there are other things that can be done that I think would make it more palatable as a site plan. And I would encourage the thought that maybe we shouldn't have the kids next to the road.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
I bet it was tough as a kid trying to get something by him, don't you?
I am not going to get near you guys.
Did you visit them at the Parks and Rec curriculum?
When we put things into the budget, unless we have a grant in hand, I can't budget for that revenue.
Okay. No, I understand that. So if we don't have a grant in hand, we have to maybe hold them outside of the budget until we have a grant in hand.
That's fine. I mean, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The department heads still need to figure out how much they think it'll be if they're working on.
Staff, do you have any input here? You gotta let me follow myself here.
Do we want a grant in place to start the process on Joey's part?
I don't think you're gonna get one without.
No, you're not gonna get one without a site plan.
Right. So. Yeah. So we can start the site plan.
Right. That needs to be in the budget, I think.
I guess we're gonna have to start to work on Leanne.
We should pay for it on our own what we want, and then once we know what we want, we can ask for money. We can ask Matsu if they would approve that.
Alright. That was easy.
Okay. Council have any other topics they want to talk about?
Yeah, I've got a couple things, Mayor.
Sure.
I think at some point, as a council of the town, we need to start talking about water for the future. David's hit on to it every time we go to every sewer authority meeting. He hits on it that we need to, about our usage and about overdevelopment. Carolina Beach has put in a request for Matsu to add another well on Matsu property. So their water usage is going to go up. We all know eventually that the contaminants, potential contaminants, could reach our aquifer and our water supply could be compromised. We also know that the port is moving ahead with the deepening of the study to deepen the navigational channel. Nobody seems to know exactly what that's going to do to it. We do think it could compromise our water supply. We found out last week that Carolina Beach is already having conversations with Cape Fear Water about the potential, if they had to hook on to it for their needs. But we're not at the table. We need to be at that table. We need to be having discussions. So instead of having one of those oh-you-know-what moments, we have a plan in place when we have that moment. And I would like to see us, whether it's David and I, part of the sewer authority, or any other commissioners that want to do it, to start those conversations with Carolina Beach and find out exactly what they're doing, so we're part of that plan B, is a better way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree with that totally. We also ought to bring this up with Charlie when we talk to him at the end of
right,
the month.
Right, and it's not going to give us, it might not be in any of our lifetimes, but it's going to happen eventually.
Well, the thing that we need to concern ourselves about is, was it 5 of the 7 Wrightsville Beach wells were salt compromised?
Well, I think,
so they hooked up to...
I think they had contaminant. I think they had the carcinogens in there.
Well, they pumped it down because they used so much that in the summertime that they down pumped it down in there into the reservoir.
And that doesn't even take into consideration what's going on in Brunswick County.
Yeah.
Because they're drawing from the same aquifer we draw from.
Yeah. Well, from a thought process, I guess, Jimmy, if we had to get water, we would want to use our systems, meaning that we would probably want water lines to our water towers, I guess. And from the water towers, we would use our systems to distribute. We could take the well houses offline, I guess.
So they don't have to run the water towers. It can plug in any of the main headers. That's how the wells do now. They don't pump to. They pump into the system and it fills the water tower. You don't have to run them all the way to the water tower.
Okay.
You run them into the main lines at the north part of town.
Okay.
And we already have one cross connect with Carolina Beach.
Yeah, right there.
That we've made. We never ended up using it during Floyd, but we discussed it with them. So. It's not enough for the whole system, I don't think, because you wouldn't flow as much as 4 of our wells were, but you would plug into the main header system at the north end of town, probably on 2 or 3 places. So, I mean, they don't have to go, it doesn't have to run all the way down to the south end of town.
Okay, what kind of pressure would you need, though?
55 to 60 pounds.
65 to 60
pounds? Is that what you
pounds?
Run now on your wells?
Yeah, that's what we have. I mean, you got to have at least 30 PSI for fire protection.
Right. And so our system pressure in town is between 55 and 65 pounds. That's all they have to have. Okay. And that's where they're going to have to go to Carolina Beach, too, because we have basically the same size towers. So, I mean... running the infrastructure is expensive. It's the per gallon rate that you'd pay.
Yeah,
I think. I mean,
per gallon even infrastructure could be expensive.
But that might be cheaper than a desalination.
Oh no, exactly right. Yeah, if the reservoir gets, then I mean, it'll be an economic decision on which way you go.
Right.
I mean, at a low chlorine threshold. We would probably start, if we saw salination problems, desalinating initially and then transition over. And I don't know how fast it would happen, but I think I'm writing a note to Ed just because of what you just said about, hey, can you let us know what's going on?
Yeah.
But so the engineering part is not that big, and the capacity part, I don't know how much excess capacity Cape Fear Public Utility has to add us in Carolina Beach on, but compared to all their users, it's probably a 10% add. It's probably less than 10% add to
their system. Yeah, I don't want that system. Overcapacity they have.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like less than 10% add. Getting the pipes down here, I don't know. Are they supplying in the county now? I don't know how far they come, but to add all of us on, the pipes will probably have to be bigger. So. They have to run long pipes from, I haven't looked at their system, but I would say probably from Monkey Junction to the island. And then from the island, we may have to have our own dedicated pipe running down Dow Road potentially, but we might could do in the Carolina Beach system according to how big their pipes are at the south end of town.
What their capacity is, yeah.
Right. So I think I agree with Alan. We should be involved in the discussion about what's going on. And then I'm interested why Carolina Beach is thinking that. They may be looking at, is it cheaper for them to tie on than to build another well house and well?
They told us last week they're
They have permission from Matsu to put another well in.
Well, yeah, but if Cape Fear Public Utility will service them cheaper, they might not do that, right? I mean, why wouldn't you buy water if it was cheaper and split out your usage, right? I would prefer them to get on to Cape Fear Public Utility instead of part of their issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, slow down the concern that I have, right?
What's interesting is a cruise ship that has up to 6,500 people on it, has a desalination plant that provides it all the water it needs. I wonder what, of course that's not a
brick and mortar structure
somewhere that has to take hurricanes.
Probably 20 times the cost per gallon that we are. Yeah, I mean, I was on a submarine, I know how to desalinate water, but it's just really expensive. I mean, that's why a lot of people don't do it, right? So that's where California has it. They're still in the fight over the Colorado River, but technically, desalinate water is not magic. It's just expensive, right?
And that doesn't account for irrigation needs on the island.
Well,
the point is, two separate, either if you used our aquifer for irrigation and then desalinization, but then everybody's got to switch over. I don't know how you do that. You can't.
Well,
you do it now. You charge them.
We charge them a lot of money.
They do shallow water wells, or you put on a separate. Well, yeah.
We only have one feed in for water, right?
We wouldn't do it for irrigation.
Well, you could have two.
The town wouldn't do it.
Where would people get their irrigation?
They would go back to how they did in the '50s and not irrigate their grass or they would use a 30-foot shallow water well and have the stains on their property or they'd pay a lot for their irrigation, like some of them are doing.
Like we're doing now.
I don't irrigate my lot. My uncle doesn't irrigate his lot, and my stepmother doesn't irrigate hers, but I recognize a lot of citizens do, but that's their choice. But the town doesn't have to provide irrigation water.
I understand they don't have to provide irrigation water.
Right, okay.
But at this point, we know the town.
Okay.
And therefore, that's why I don't think desalinization is remotely feasible in Cure Beach.
I don't think it is from saltwater. If you have saltwater intrusion in the aquifer and the chlorine content is low enough, it's economically more feasible to fix that water than to pay Cape Fear Public Utility to clean the Cape Fear River. The issue is there's a breakover point where then it's not. And so if you're saying we're going to take seawater and desalinate, that's not economically feasible. But if the aquifer has got, I don't know, 100 ppm of chlorine, you can afford to take that out before you pay Cape Fear Public Utility. But if it's 1,000 ppm, you can't. And so there's breakovers and all that stuff.
Okay.
Right now, we don't have that problem, but that's what I've been harping to council for a while and Carolina Beach is, that problem happens if you take too much out of the reservoir, then you have the hydraulic pressure of the ocean pushing in and more salt water goes into the aquifer. So if you overuse it, you basically make a hydraulic pressure void and salt water will come in, right? And so you shouldn't overuse it and then you don't have that problem. But getting people to not use water, the only way to do that is charge them, right? I mean, because they spray it on their lawns.
So let's hope that Carolina Beach does tie into clear water and that will lessen the pressure on our aquifer.
Right, but I think let's
hope that taking the river to 47 feet does not provide a crack in the clay or the limestone.
But I think Alan's point is valid. It's like we should be involved in the conversation.
I'm not questioning that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, I'm copying you, Alan, as well, because at a minimum, at the Water Sewer Authority meeting, we should talk about it. It's really a sewer authority meeting. It's not water, but...
It's sewer authority.
Yeah, but...
Okay. You got any other bright ideas there?
Yes, sir. Now, are we comfortable with moving...
We have a plan to move forward.
What about the beach access grant? Do we need to try to see? Do we want to try to put together? Because that's coming up in April. I looked it up. April 29th is when we have to get the information in for first things.
for the beach access points.
Yeah, I thought we agreed to go ahead and do that and get Amy started on that work.
Adrian.
I keep calling her Amy. Adrian.
Okay.
She knows what I mean.
All right. And also, Jimmy, I'd like for us to do it, make sure we put enough money in the budget, and if we need to change landscape companies or whatever we need to do, but we're not getting our money's worth down there out of them. We need to get that sod changed out, and we've had issues along the boardwalk, people's cars being scraped by bushes and stuff. We need a better job. And that means we're getting somebody else to do it. I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'm in 100%.
Okay. And whatever we need to do, changing those lights out, doing whatever we need to do, if we have to change them out every 4 to 5 years, we just have to because of the environment down there. But we need to keep that shelter looking nice and everything. We've done a lot to it. Yeah. We've got the birds taken care of and some other things.
Yeah.
But get that done, okay?
Yeah, you just can't keep nothing down there.
No, you can't, but that's fine. Let's make a plan if we buy to just know we got to replace them every now and then. So, all right, that's all I have, Mayor. Sorry.
Okay, troublemaker. How about you, Dennis?
I'm good.
You good? David?
No, I think we're doing the employee study, which is the right thing on the salary side for retention and attracting employees. We're looking at the right things budget-wise, so I appreciate what the department heads and Arlen's done. We'll look at the right cost for water and sewer moving forward to stay healthy in that place, and then we just got to keep meeting the requirements of council. So I don't have anything else. I think we're doing pretty good.
John?
I'll echo David's comment and shout out to the department heads and about the fine job they continue to do.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep them all.
There you go.
Because we like them all. All right. Okay. That closes that particular part of the meeting. And now we can move on to the priorities. Now, we have kept our goals for a couple of years because I thought when we put them together, we did a good job. But let's take a look at them. Normally, sometimes, we have things we actually put in the bottom, but work smarter to maintain and improve our quality of life in Curie Beach. Adoption of the land use plan and survey, well, that's done once CAMA approves it. I'll work on Department Defense land use plan to retain assets. That's ongoing.
Yeah, just to add to that one for council, right? So if you look at the priorities of everything that's back there, and this is just my view of it, but I'd like council to think about this so you understand. Our number one priority with MOTSU is to make sure we can maintain the stormwater flow to the river because that threatens people's houses.
Yep.
Number two is to maintain the access and the ability to operate the lagoon because that impacts people's sewer rates. And then number three, I think, and I know this is open. Number one and two, I hope is clear, and everyone agrees with those two. And if we don't, I'll be glad to explain to you why. But those are the top two. And then number three, at least in my opinion, is access to use their property for public works and the park, right? And then number five, last, is whatever additional access to their property we want to try to get. But we should not use number five to threaten any of the four above that, right? So as we interact with MOTSU, and we need to be clear to our citizens about this, we're not going to threaten the ability to remove stormwater from your neighbor's property so it doesn't flood, so that you can park more cars at the park or have more pickleball courts. And we're not going to threaten the ability to have as cheap as possible sewer for all of our neighbors and town people so that you can do that, right? So as we interact with them, I've heard a number of citizens say that we should be pushing them and making them do what we want, and that is not the right tact with someone that could basically, at the stroke of a pen, turn off the sewer lagoon that treats 60 or 70% of our water at a much reduced price
and tell us we can't clean out the ditches where at least 30 or 40% of the stormwater of the town goes to the Cape Fear River. So just this, my input to council, mm-hmm. whenever you're interacting with our citizens or with Matsu, about make sure you understand what the most important things are for the town.
Well, and I totally agree, David. I mean, yeah, we've got certain infrastructure facilities and stuff that are vital to the survival of the town, and we need to keep those the top priority, and also maybe have that same conversation with Matsu that we understand, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't ask them for stuff. We should, and we work well with them. So we talked about the drones this morning. The fire and police chiefs have both worked with their teams, and we have good access, right? We have the phone numbers to call them if we have to go look for a person missing back there and send a drone up, and they give us permission pretty fast, at least. I know I've went around with some of their firemen that Ed set up. So, but I just want to make sure that we don't have some of our citizens deciding that we can push the federal government around on something that they can really make it a lot worse for us than we can make it for them.
Well,
and there's some people in town that have a skewed view of this relationship that scares me a little bit. Not on council, but just in town.
Well, one of the things that John and I heard last week is that our meeting was put together by the Council of Government.
Right.
And they have a grant through DOD to do that. And they're going to continue to try to get that grant so mm-hmm. we keep these meetings up front and talk about what other communities are doing. And that should help us out a lot in mm-hmm. the future. Now, I don't know that that'll get us approval any faster or anything, but it will definitely make us understand. I think we all understand the function of MOTSU. You know, it ebb and flows. I mean, it's depending on which way the wind's blowing is according to how we get approval on things.
That's right.
You know, so
yeah.
We seem to be in a slowdown mode right now. But who knows what it's going to be like. You know, they brought forth the idea of fencing. Well, that's going to change the landscape of everything if they do that. And how's that going to affect us all?
Yep.
So there's a lot to be determined. But I agree with you 100%, David. That's got to be at the forefront.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to add.
Well, okay. I think all of that fits under B, managing the plan assets. Implement the bike ped solutions.
Yes.
That is sidewalks, all the stuff.
Crosswalks, everything.
Crosswalks, you know. Number two, ensure the integrity of town financial data and maintain financial stability in all town funds. Be fiscally responsible, review ordinances for enforcement process. We pretty much completed that, I believe, or no?
You'll get it probably next regular meeting.
Okay. And main tax and water sewer rates. Maintain. As opposed to increase, but we'll see.
Well, that was the goal for this current year, though.
Right.
So
right.
You'll have to set what you think next year should be.
So, any comments on those, gentlemen?
I agree with them all.
No.
Okay, let's go to the next page.
I think we should always have a goal to maintain our water and sewer rates. We may have to raise them, but we should always shoot for mm-hmm. that.
Enable an optimum working environment for staff to produce high levels of service to the public. Ensure policies are fair. Keep morale high. Make public workspace actually better. That's physical improvement to that workspace, and that's in our plan.
Mm-hmm. Can we add something in there about retention of employees? That should be a goal of ours to enhance possibility
we practice that, enhance, retaining, enhance procedures to retain and
attract
town personnel.
Yeah.
Any other comments on that one, gentlemen?
That's a good idea.
Number four, provide all departments with support to maintain a safe working and living environment. Support the camera program. Use technology to multiply abilities. Continue to improve employee safety plan. Support the K-9 program. Any comments or thoughts you want to put on there?
Again, these are, you're reviewing your progress on these goals over the previous year.
And yes. Considering them for adoption for this year.
Well, I think we're doing those. Continuing to do those things on number four. Chief talked about doing cameras at our well houses. That is just the next step in expanding that out. Technology is going to continue to evolve, work out.
Yep.
The safety plan, I think we need to get back on that. We've kind of, because of COVID and everything, we've really kind of never finished everything with Amy that we were doing. So we can look at that.
Yeah, I guess that did stall, but I thought we kept those calls up with Zoom.
It stalled, but you have retraining. And no, Amy never actually finished because we hit a point where we stopped them. And then because of seasonal schedules and, you know, what time of year it is, it just didn't work out for like public works because it's not a busy time of year. So getting those things back up. And they've gotten some new employees. We need to, Amy has to refresh it, have to retrain it. So.
Okay. I don't know if we should have something there about maintaining equipment. That really goes into the capital plan. Because public work uses all kinds of very dangerous equipment, not to mention the police and the fire department.
I think, yeah, we could always say we support staff by providing
safe equipment.
Safe equipment, or, yeah.
So, anything else with those, gentlemen? Because that's the fourth and...
I'm having a little, whatever the word is, angst. The big three and the big four, not the A's and B's and C's, enable an optimum working environment for staff to produce service and then provide support to maintain a safe working and living environment, which is, to me, an optimum working environment for staff to produce. I agree with the six, the two A's, the two B's, and the CD. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the number three and four could almost be combined into one statement and list of maybe CDEF. I'm happy with the way they are, but the three and four sound a lot
together. Maybe it could be phrased better, because the first is to get an environment that allows them to provide high levels of service. The second one is to make sure that the high levels of service they provide are done safely. I guess it could be the same.
Isn't four also related to the public?
Sorry, Dennis?
In some regards, you want the departments to support safe working, obviously for their own departments.
Right.
But some of these things support the camera program is really
for the public.
For the public as well.
That's true.
Right, we're looking to help the staff make this a safer environment for the public as well.
Right. Okay. That should take care of that. Council determination of the goals, we did that. So anything else, ladies and gentlemen, until our next meeting?
Can we back up and just make sure what you're saying you want to retain for this upcoming fiscal year?
Okay.
Right?
I need a little clarification.
Right. Yes. Okay.
So, on what was changed or added.
Yeah, so okay. What actually is staying? We'll start with one.
From my perspective, I think we're all staying. I didn't add anything to B. I just wanted to clarify what that is to retain the assets, right?
Okay.
So I don't know that. I mean, I guess B does change a little bit, maybe, because we got to clarify our usage of the land. We've got at least one lease we're working on that's open. Well, we technically have two, right? So the lagoon lease is waiting on the environmental impact study,
right,
which we've already started.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we have to have that completed by December of 2023 so we can renew that lease. And then the park lease is open
next year.
Next year. And if we're going to change it, we need to do the study that we talked about so we can change it. So I don't know that B changes, but just all my discussion around it was to clarify to council.
Does A go away?
It's not adopted yet.
Is it still not adopted?
We adopted
it. We did, but CAMA hasn't approved it, so until CAMA approves it, it's not official.
Yeah, if they make us change it, I agree with Craig.
Well, they told us that they, okay.
Oh, did they? I didn't realize
that. I mean, no, they told us that they don't make changes on it. Typically, once
just
it,
approve it.
Just approve it. Yeah, just approve it.
It's not going to change.
It's not going to change.
No, it's not going to change.
Then what are they waiting for if that's true? Just their
Like Christenberry takes a long time to review.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. I don't know why.
We could change that word to implement the land use plan. But leave it like it is. We'll change it next year.
Yeah, you have already adopted it.
You could reword it to read secure CAMA approval.
Or just leave it as whatever works.
Yeah, well, implement or secure CAMA approval. What does council want?
On B, do we have a Department of Defense land use plan? Is there such a
yes.
Yeah, they started one.
Yes, it's completed through the Council of Government.
So back to A, what was the
Department
of Defense?
I wrote secure CAMA approval.
Perfect. Take that.
Of the land use plan?
Yes, of the land use plan.
Then number two, I think we're fine with.
Yep.
Yeah. Three was where we added the, you might have to go back and listen to what we said, Beth, but.
Could put down a salary review.
Also, it said enhanced procedures to retain and attract
personnel. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Did you get it, Beth? Sweet.
Thank you.
Do we want under there C, complete the salary review then? Salary study, since we're going to do it.
Complete and execute salary plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. For number C, 3C?
Yep, 3C.
Well, C was the retention.
3D?
D, be D.
Okay.
And D would be retention.
Yeah.
Attracted, retained.
Yeah, one of the other.
Doesn't yep. Matter. Did you get that?
Yeah.
I'd attract and retain is D. Going to four.
I think that's all good.
I think that works.
Mm-hmm. Make a comment maybe about something about equipment safety.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, we make it an E.
Provide.
Provide safe equipment. Provide necessary tools for a safe environment. I don't know. Whatever.
That's not.
Okay. You all right?
Yep.
Okay, Beth. Okay, gentlemen, any other points? If not, we're going to adjourn.
We don't need anything on green energy or diversity.
No, because those are legalities.
Okay. So I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you guys for being here.